This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:12 and it is Friday morning. You have made it. We've all made it. Let's link arms and make it.
Right. 925 says,
make it with you.
I know that we can make it, yeah. 925 says, twerking already? I can hear it now. Please welcome to the main stage, Isla and Diamond.
Keep her off the pole, Vin.
It's not funny.
I love it. Yeah. My friend Pat, your friend Pat, this guy that we all know here on the show, he's a director and musician.
He's great.
He's in your band.
I don't have a band, but
yeah, you do.
If I had a band, he'd be in it. He's got two daughters, and I remember them being really small, and they, you know, they're dancing, and they wear the costumes and all the, you know, all the stuff that girls do. And he's like, my one job, keep her off the pole.
Absolutely.
That's it. Gotta do what I can. Their daughter moved to New York City.
She's in art school.
She's going to school.
Oh, right.
So can you imagine? I just saw her over vacation. She came back for her winter break.
Is that Olive?
No, Olive is still in high school.
Okay.
But close to graduation.
That's
right.
Remember when she was in fourth grade and she did Olive?
Yeah,
she's now.
The movie?
She drives now. She's, you know, got a whole thing going on.
Right.
That little girl has grown up. But it's just so funny to see his eldest daughter is, you know, just blooming. She's always been the sweetest girl, and there she is in New York City. And
dang.
I know.
Well, people,
keep her off the pole, Vin.
Don't worry. Well, I'm gonna try anyway. But people say
it happens.
You got to remember these moments. How could you not? I mean,
because the years are long. You know, the days are long. So you should be like writing all this stuff down.
Well, I don't need to. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm partly maybe because I'm sober. I'm right there. I'm watching her dance in my room to these silly songs. I'll never forget it. Don't worry. And she gets her arms into it. She drops into some
rolling
ballet moves. You're like, oh my God, four. You're four.
Adorable.
It's adorable.
Did you say she's taking ballet classes?
Yes, she does.
And she's loves it. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I remember there was the whole story of the first class. But now, have you been to the recital?
No. There hasn't been a recital.
Oh, that's too bad. I can't wait for you to have to go to
or those. Awesome.
When there is one, I will be there. Don't worry.
This part of the show is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. You can watch the show. Good morning. Winking at you. Hey. We have cameras all around all our studios here, and a guy named Vaughn who runs the whole show. Be a looker. That's what we call the people. There's like a little chat area so you can, you know, comment or say how wonderful we look today, you know, all made up in our fancy outfits.
Or be mean. I mean, that's fine, too.
Well, it happens. but then you can watch the show live every morning, and then throughout the rest of the day, we recycle it. So, and I think on the weekends, he takes, like, best of chunks from the whole week and puts them all together. What an amazing job Vaughn does.
Vaughn,
everybody, our camera operator. And I think we Facebook Live that first segment, right?
Yes.
So if you're up early and you go on Facebook, you can watch that. At some point this weekend, I'm going to go to In-N-Out.
It's not that hard. There's one right near you.
I know.
It used to be.
It's hard because I have to kind of like get it past John.
Oh, well, it used to be in California, In-N-Out was the thing you could only get to when you went through certain towns.
Go through Los Baños or something.
There were very few of them, but they have spread.
Are there any out of the state now?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, I would think so.
Probably.
I lived here for just a short time in like 92, and that was where we first discovered In-N-Out, and I just, you know, and I have to say the fries take a little getting used to, but the burger right off the bat, but now the fries are my favorite. And so then I moved away from California for 4 or 5 years or however long it was before we came back in 97, and the first goddamn thing we did, I'm like, get me to an In-N-Out right now, I have to go.
When I went on my senior trip to Mazatlan, I basically didn't eat for 5 or 6 days. What, however many days we were there.
Liquid diet.
It was booze, and I brought a loaf of bread and peanut butter and jelly,
right.
and I tried to make
safe
that
food,
last.
Right.
But when we landed, there was my grandpa and my mom picking me and Jason Sisko up, and we were like, please, In-N-Out. We were starving to death.
We need sustenance.
We were truly dying.
I can just picture the two of you walking off a plane. Really.
We've been thinking about this for a couple days now.
Yeah.
Straight to
actual
In-N-Out.
Take us. Oh, my God. I have to go. Maybe I'll try and talk them into it tonight. It's Friday night, for God's sake. I mean, let's celebrate.
Yeah.
Right.
It's our weekly holiday. Okay, so anyway, there's the sponsor. I think I'm up to date now. We have not had a good old-fashioned presidential sex scandal since Clinton, really. I mean, those were, look, even though I was not psyched about it, those were good times. I remember me and Vinny being on the phone right when the whole Monica Lewinsky thing was breaking, and I'm like, he's going to get impeached? Like, we were flipping out over it. Like, just, like, I can't believe this is happening. How do we handle this? What do we do? So if everyone's very excited about this Stormy Daniels situation. And man, as some of these details are coming out about how she was like, she was even saying that she doesn't even know why she had this 11-month long affair with him.
Oh, I don't think I realized it was 11 months.
You know what? And someone wrote in yesterday, and it's a text and I can't verify it and didn't even try to. But they wrote in and said she has signed paperwork saying that this stuff never happened.
Yeah, she signed it because they paid her $130,000. She signed it in 2016. This is all stuff from these interviews that she did right when this happened. And apparently at one point she was going to run for public office.
Why is she talking now if she signed all these papers?
She's not. In Touch Weekly or whatever the name of that In Touch magazine is.
Yeah.
They published, it came out that a settlement had been reached. Somebody had leaked that or somehow that came out. And that's when they went back and got the interview that they'd done with her back in the day when she detailed all of this stuff. Mm. I guess that they met, you know, at some golf club or something, and he invited her out for dinner. She goes to his hotel room and they're clearly not going out for dinner. He's there in his robe. Ugh, the robe. The freaking robe. And he's like, come in. And then they wind up having dinner there and then I guess lights a candle. I don't know what he does to make it romantic because she said something like, ugh, here we go. And then she still does it and then continues to do it.
Let me ask you a question.
I guess she knew a mark when she saw one.
I'm an anti-robe guy myself. You wear a robe?
I have a robe.
You wear a robe?
Occasionally. On the weekends, I usually wear it in the morning, like when I go to make John's breakfast and lunch and stuff.
Do you wear one of those like long robes that doesn't have a tie in the middle, or do you wear a wraparound robe with a tie in the middle?
I have two
zipper
blue
one,
robes
or
that I wear that are sort of terry cloth.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I wrap it around. But sexy time, Sarah, I wear the robe that you bought me from
Japan.
Japan.
Oh, that was like a kimono.
Yeah.
You really? Oh, I'm so glad to hear that you're using that.
Yeah. You know, after you're done.
Oh, you slip that sucker on?
Yeah, I put that on.
Just your hot legs.
You know, go downstairs, get something to eat.
Yeah, I just, these robes keep coming up and I don't know who wears robes. Yeah. I mean, I know women wear robes. I've seen that routine plenty of times, but I don't get it. I don't wear
my
a robe.
My dad used to wear a robe. I would get him robes like for Father's Day and
really?
Stuff like that. Yeah, well, you know, he would walk around in his boxers.
So you figured, let's get this guy a robe.
Well, no, I mean, he would wear it, you know, I think because of me.
Mm-hmm.
Being a girl, that he would put on a robe and, you know, cover his body up from the shower to bedroom.
Maybe
and
that's it. I guess that I feel like there's no real, you know, the one time I wear a robe is when I'm dyeing my hair. I have a brown robe because I don't care if anything gets on it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even see it because it's bright. I dye my hair
hot.
Brown and it's brown.
I don't care if anything gets on it. Hot.
No. But it's you know, like across the front with a tie, and I always put it down on my shoulders so that it's, you know, my shoulders can get the gunk on them or whatever, and it doesn't get all over it.
I just envisioned a block of cheese in one pocket.
Sure.
Crackers in the other.
Well,
what?
You know, you got to wait half an hour for that hair dye to take effect.
I know. That is the rough part. It's like, okay, what am I going to do for half an hour? So I would sit there. I don't dye my own hair anymore, but I would sit there on the little stool Just watching TV, waiting for the ringer.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time.
It's the longest 30 minutes of all time. And I always, you know, now I tell my in-home device, whose name I won't say so I don't wake yours up, the lady, right? just tell her to set the timer. I stick my head out the bathroom door, tell her to set the timer. And then I just putz around for a while, you know, just look at my phone. You hear my stomach?
Yeah, I did.
Jesus. Anyway, so back to this whole
story.
Right.
This is Stormy Daniels. Good looking. Good looking porn star.
I think she's beautiful.
Yeah. She's really good looking. I loved his comparison to his daughter. I think that's, you know, super gross. So Mother Jones magazine has emails from 2009 that give some new alleged details about her affair with Donald Trump. The reason these emails exist is because she was considering a political career at the time. She wanted to run for Senate from Louisiana, and she was giving one of her people the names of possible donors. And one of those names was Trump. She was like, I'm sure we could put the strong arm on him.
Mm.
And she told this coworker of hers, or whoever was, you know, whatever this person's title was, about her affair with him. She said he once made her sit and watch Shark Week with him for 3 hours. He loves his TV. And another
one of his enemies is Mark Cuban.
What's Mark Cuban got to do with Shark Week? Is he behind that?
Mark Cuban is... Oh, did you say Shark Week or
Shark Tank?
Shark Week. Did I say Shark Tank?
No.
I heard Shark Tank as well.
Oh, maybe I did say Shark Tank. No, she made it watch Shark Week.
Like,
I was like, why are you saying Mark
National
Cuban?
National Geographic, whoever does
yeah.
that.
Okay, I was thinking
Discovery Channel, maybe.
He's had very public feuds with Mark Cuban.
Right.
And that's why I jumped to...
Well, and he's the Shark Tank guy, and I may very well have said that, but it's Shark Week.
Okay.
Another time, so that must have been fun for her. Yes, let's please watch Shark Week. I love
it. Well, hold on. This is one of the things that bothers me, though. So she didn't have to do that.
No.
He made me watch Shark Week. No, he didn't make you watch Shark Week.
You stayed.
You are a free human being that could have gotten up and walked away anytime you wanted.
And for her to be going, ugh, here we go, and she didn't even know why she'd done this. Like, why did you then?
Because you got paid.
She didn't get paid at the time. She got paid last year.
Yeah, but there's, you know, benefits sometimes.
Yeah, I guess.
I have heard, and I don't know this to be fact, people can tell me I'm completely off base and should never have said this into a microphone. I have heard and read that many porn stars make their real money boning people outside of the business.
Get a sugar daddy.
For plays. Yeah.
Right. So they have a career where people know their name, but there are people, very rich people, willing to pay to bone a porn star.
Yeah, especially if you go outside this country. Oh. That's where the big money is.
Well, one thing that she, just not to, you know, just to tell you another thing that I heard from the initial interview was that she was, I guess, as they were doing it, she was thinking to herself, and she was horrified and yet went back for 11 months.
Right.
She said, oh, God, I hope he doesn't offer to pay me. Which maybe she was saying for the benefit of the magazine, as in, I'm not a whore.
Okay.
But that was one of her quotes.
She only does that in front of the camera.
Right. So I wonder if, it was a combination of gifts and like a hope that he'll set her up in a great apartment. But I guess he dumped her 11 months in.
The whole married thing?
I don't know. Maybe Melania agreed.
Dumped is strong. Were they? If he's married, then it's pretty clear they're not.
Oh, you can't dump a side piece, Yuzette?
Well, you know.
Anyway, another of the things that she said in these emails with this political thing where, you know, if you missed the beginning of the story that we started 10 minutes ago, he asked her to spank him with an issue of Forbes magazine that he was on the cover of.
I brought this in studio just for that.
Oh, nice.
Who doesn't want a good spanking?
I don't.
I like a light spanking. I really don't want to smart from it or have a mark on me afterward.
What about the happy face mark?
I think you'd have to hit me too hard with that. Hold that up for the camera.
Is this the middle finger? I think it is, huh?
It's not. Yeah. It's not a cupcake with a birthday candle on it.
What is the...
A slapper?
No. There's a name for it. You know the name.
A paddle?
No. SWAT. It's called something. Anyway,
fly swatter.
What's the thing you inspire a horse to move more quickly with?
A crop.
Oh, is it a crop?
No, there's another name for it.
Whip. Cool whip.
Anyway, I wouldn't mind that. I could go for a couple of these.
I will happily give those to you.
No, it's got to be during the sexy time.
Nobody's saying which issue of Forbes she used to paddle him with, but he was on the cover in 06, the year of the alleged affair. He, however, was on there with his son Donald and his daughter Ivanka. Whole him and Ivanka thing. Mm. And that's all I have time for. All right. What's coming up, Vinny?
Why would someone punch themselves in the face?
Oh.
I'll tell you after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Yesterday, we did a secret show. Our secret show is a podcast that we do in addition to this show. And now that Entercom has taken over, it's not bleeped anymore. So maybe you listen to it a couple times and went, I don't know what they're saying because everything's bleeped. It's not bleeped anymore. And Rudy, our friend Rudy, was a guest yesterday. And we did revisit some stuff, some ground that we've covered in the past. But it was so funny to hear his reaction to it. And then he said a couple things that I was actually trying to get the podcast loaded up yesterday to play for John. Because I was laughing all day long. I kept remembering.
What was it about?
Yeah, but you saw that. I don't know that it will... It will show well in his act when he takes it to the stage. I don't know if it translates the same on
It won't be
in
quite as funny because you can't see him holding the girl's face in front of his face and then pushing her face down. There was a hand gesture that went along with it, but I still think that it's... I still think that you'll get the gist. And it was such a funny moment. Like, I almost fell out of my chair. We were all laughing so hard. So, The Secret Show, you can find it at RadioAlice.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
I got two people. Normally, people leave me alone about... I should say two friends who listened to our podcast that wrote and said, do not ask anybody about that particular act anymore.
They're done hearing
the
about it? Oh.
The hose thing. They're like, we don't need to hear that ever again.
Well, the thing was I had a reaction letter from someone.
I know.
And so I sort of had a framework to bring it up in. And then I wondered if Rudy knew about this and it turned out he didn't. And I think that, you know, if you're going to go to high society with your friend, you should know about them and what might come up in polite conversation.
Right.
So it was a good excuse. But anyway, yesterday's secret show was pretty funny. It was that one thing. Like, oh my God, if that's not in your act, it has to be.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She has a great radio show.
She sure
You'll
does.
You'll love it. So please stay
a
tuned.
A nice girl.
Stay tuned to Alice all day.
Jane is a nice girl. Yeah. With shiny eye makeup every day. And silver boots when it's a special occasion.
Okay.
Otherwise, all black.
The Radio Alice Report.
I was just going to see if there would be more.
No.
Where will this stop, I wonder?
It'll probably stop Monday.
All right.
It's Friday.
Here's what's happening.
Okay.
So yesterday, it might have been about this time, we all pulled out our weather apps and we're like, well, it's going to be clear. Look, no rain in the forecast.
No predicting this crap.
And well, it's just that we all now rely on these weather apps, and these weather apps have been, it's out there.
Yeah.
They're not very accurate.
No. Nope.
And so as I drove home in the pouring rain yesterday,
right.
I thought, wow, that is unfortunate that we don't have, I mean, we do have weather radar right upstairs and we can't get a legit forecast for the day. Yeah. It rained all day yesterday, just so you know, we didn't know. And we are working off the same apps most of you are.
Yep.
Looking good today, too.
Yeah, it looks really good today. It's looking good tomorrow. And then I heard rain on Sunday night, but who knows?
Yeah, I mean, based on the... And I even have them on my app. I have, here's Oakland. Looking good today, everybody.
Yep,
no rain in the forecast. Here's San Jose. again, looking good, no problems. Mm. So I don't know, but I do know that for real, we have snow in the mountains.
Oh,
they
what did
are
we get?
Saying chain controls are needed in the Sierras.
Great.
And it's snowing. So if you are headed up to the mountains this weekend, I want to let you know it's snowing.
And you need your chains.
For real.
Be careful.
In fact, let me, I do have Tahoe specified on my app here. Let me see if I can get that to, come on.
Yeah, it's not so much about the snow, it's about what the temperatures are going to be the next few days. Sometimes they get snow that turns to rain and
South Lake Tahoe. It does not say it's snowing up there right now. KCBS just said it's snowing up there right now. You need
nope, not snowing.
Chains, and there's nothing there. Nope. All right.
Okay.
It does say it's 26 degrees there right now.
Oh, that's
now,
good.
So
that's
that
a good temperature.
The temp you want.
Yep.
So chains required unless you, I guess you could get by with a four-wheel drive, but
right.
You're going to want your chains.
Some snow tires.
Yesterday, also, we mentioned the size of the surf.
Yes.
And our friend Frankie, who, he's one of the rescue guys out at Mavericks. That's one of the things he does. He's right. Also a photographer. I was reading about the surf yesterday, which did reach between 50 and 60 feet at Mavericks, which is
huge. Those are buildings of water coming at you.
Right. And there were guys out there, and Frankie was one of them, and he actually... On his jet ski.
Okay.
He actually pulled a few people from the water and then found himself, as I read the story, his jet ski stalled out on him because of some debris from a boat crash as he was making a rescue out there. And they had to pull him to safety.
Oh, my God.
It was mayhem out there yesterday. Wow. So I thought it was worth a mention. It's on the front page of today's Chronicle. And it's this picture they used is not even close to the biggest stuff that was out there. But they're on the front page, and it's most
definitely gigantic.
It's gigantic, and it's half of what was coming through yesterday.
I mean, that looks to be, let's say that guy's 6 feet tall. It's, you know, that's 30 feet minimum.
Right, and it's half of what was coming through out there.
That is
so
a wall of water.
I thought that was worth a mention, as you'll start to see pictures going up everywhere of these guys that are out there. Wow. Peter Mell's one of the famous big wave surfers who's from Santa Cruz area, and I saw a picture of him just scraping over the top of a 60-foot wave. And I know that feeling on a 15-foot wave where you're paddling for your life just to get over it. You're not even thinking of catching it. You just don't want it to land in front of you, and now you have to figure out how to get past
right.
it. But he's scratching over this thing, and he's on, I don't know, a 12-foot surfboard, and he's just
a dot
at the top of this thing.
Oh, my God.
Hairball.
Truly.
So partying's fun.
Oh, my God. I love partying.
Isn't partying the
it's
best?
It's so fun. And, oh, my God, does that guy have a guitar? This just got better.
I was just about to say, we all have different ideas of what a good party is.
Right. We're gonna start singing, yeah,
right. And the funny thing about you, in my opinion, is
this is the funny thing about me. I
well,
can't
no,
wait
there's,
to hear.
There's many funny things about you, but but the like it's never happened at a party before excitement you have when a guitar shows up. Oh my God, we're gonna sing.
Well, that's what makes a party for me. I don't even want to leave my house because I could just stay home all night with John and sing songs.
Right. No, I understand that. But the brand new Christmas morning excitement, as if you didn't do this before the party, you won't do it after the party, you didn't do it at the party last night.
Oh man.
It's that still that same like youthful enthusiasm, like, oh my God, a guitar's out. What song you guys want to do?
Yeah.
Let me get on my phone out and find some lyrics.
You know what the best thing though about jamming, especially at a party where you don't know all that many people, you don't know people well, is that you get to see people go for it. Like I have some friends who, you know, before they met me and I made them jam at every party, never jam. And now they're Christmas morninging the guitar coming out too. And they just, I love to see people, because I feel like it's just, it's one of those things people feel embarrassed when they sing, or they feel like, oh, I can't sing. And yes, you can. Like, everyone can. And it feels so good to just let go and do it. And I always feel like my job, my role in these situations, Vinny, is to go ahead and sing. And then when someone starts to go for it, I kind of like lay out and let them go, because they are getting there, you know. But I'll always be the one to be like, we're doing it. Make it happen.
Poke, poke,
poke. Poke, poke, poke. And then the next thing you know, they're like, going freaking crazy.
You're like, singing to you is what dancing is to me.
Oh,
like, I love to see people just go for it. Like, okay, you can't, who cares, just move your body,
just expression, just,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. It's just so great. And this morning we played the Van Halen song, and I always think about it like, dance and get to higher than anything, yes, you know. And I'm like, oh man, I love to dance. Like, dancing makes me feel high. You know, I thought, okay, drinking or dancing? I'm going to go dancing.
Really?
Yes.
Can't we have both? Why do we have to pick?
Of course, but I'm just saying, if you had to, just dancing. And your little girl was dancing. She was just going for it.
And you've told us many times, you go home, put on music, and just dance for a while.
It's just so great.
That's so funny.
As I was saying, we all have different ideas of what partying is. Yeah. For
yours
me,
is avoiding sharks.
Well,
crazy.
No, I mean, there was a time when I did go to parties, and for me,
they were your downfall.
No, you know, the truth is that I used to go to a lot of parties when I was young, and I had a ton of fun.
Sure.
A ton of good times. It ended up in a closet by myself with hard alcohol.
It caught up with you.
But that's where that was the end. There were a lot of good times had, and I actually, that's the stuff that I for sure remember, right, about drinking with my friends, running around like a lunatic, making a lot of noise. That's a party. Oh. This, drink, talk, learn.
What?
To me, is not a party.
Drink, talk, learn. What? Where does the learn part come in? Drinking and talking? I'm down.
So,
learning?
Games?
I'm too maybe? Drunk.
It is games. So that's another
games.
Thing. So games are also another idea that
I
people have
games
at parties. You know, Hooman, when he's had birthday parties, he's famous for making
everyone
games.
Everyone has to play these games.
So there's all kind of different stuff. But as I read this new trend, I thought, that's not a party.
Let's hear it.
That's speech class.
Oh.
And I loved speech class, but that's speech class.
And I don't want to do it drunk.
Drink, talk, learn is a party where the point is to deliver presentations on stuff you find interesting and want to share, inform, tell, rant to the rest of us all while drinking and having a good time.
That's interesting. So I don't hate that idea.
Yeah. You actually, what?
Well, I mean, I suppose if you were going to give, I mean, if you could come up with a group of friends that were actually willing to do some research and put together, that might actually be really funny.
But in this element right now with political, religion, like, I don't want to hear
Look,
any of that.
Let's just
stuff.
Make it about the life cycle of the koala.
Well,
it could
that's
be non-political.
It could be, you could talk about. And that's, I took speech class. I loved it. When you do a speech to inform, you can talk about anything
sure.
you want.
And then open the floor for questions.
Whatever you want.
I would love to answer that question. with a question of my own. Why is my drink empty?
You need to, so the rules are, you need to have prepared a presentation PowerPoint.
Oh, I love it.
You do?
I love this.
I dated a girl who was like, this was a while back, but she would go, yeah, I'm having a party tonight. We're going to, it's a book party. It's kind of like book club, but it would be a book party. And then she liked this gathering the people together and doing these. She had a 401k party too, where they would go over their 401ks and drink wine.
Huh. Well,
there's all kinds of different ideas, I guess, about what actually is a party. Yeah. And this one, I just don't think it is. I think that
it's kind of fun.
It
sounds like a lot more work than I would want to do.
A PowerPoint, especially if half the people are in tech, they make those all day for
work.
Well,
then it would be easy for them to do. Like, for me, I'd have to go to my son, like, how do you do a PowerPoint? Can you help me do this? Like, it'd be super fun. And plus, you wouldn't get in trouble for plagiarism. Like, I'd just go to Wiki, I'd read the whole thing, put it on note cards, and just
and just plagiarize.
And just plagiarize the whole thing.
Can't people just play quarters?
Yeah, quarters is also fun.
What is that game that you? Oh.
Oh yeah. What
is that? What was that? What is that? I used to
it's
do.
Called...
All bleeped up.
What's that?
They're just games, drinking games that you play in the name of getting.
I never like drinking games though, because I always feel like I just get too wasted. Like I like to just have drinks and play like a board. Like we play Settlers of Catan, or we play card games.
Well, you're grown now. You don't. I mean, I'm talking about my
when you're playing teenage beer pong
years.
Or whatever. Right? Yeah,
that you weren't supposed to be drinking.
Right. Quarters. I mean, that's.
I was pretty good at quarters.
Of course you were.
Yeah. Well, that's all we did in college.
Right. Sorry. Anyway, I just...
Drink, talk, learn.
Drink, talk, learn. Coming to a party near you very soon.
Well, you can... Actually, it feels like, you know, you... Because I feel guilty when I drink and have fun. I don't know why. Maybe it's my Catholic upbringing. But if I had also had to prepare some kind of presentation, I could feel like, well, I also learned something.
Here's the thing about alcohol.
Like, I could feel good about it.
We all know this. We all understand this. You go to a bar, there's nothing there but booze. Right. And yet you have the time of your life. Why? Because you're wasted. Mm. You don't need necessarily anything but the alcohol to turn a regular conversation into a hysterical one. Why are we falling all over when we're talking about nothing?
Right.
Because we're wasted.
Yeah.
That's
so
why.
Fun.
Right.
Oh.
Right. So,
and people have been looking for that release since they created the first fermented ale or whatever.
And once again, we are out of time. Well, let me do a couple texts. Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah did say Shark Week, not Shark Tank.
Oh, thank goodness. It would be just as likely that
we both heard
Mark
tank.
Cuban.
I
right.
completely yeah. went to Mark Cuban. As soon as I heard you say
that. I was so confused when you brought up Mark. I was like, oh no, what happened? What am I missing?
I can't imagine why he would have, to me that was like him preparing to go out on his Twitter and destroy Mark Cuban for how bad he is on the television.
Right.
You know, so that's what I was seeing when you said that. 707 says, morning everyone, I'm a 55-year-old, a guy, and I wear a robe, Vinny. All right. Everybody has their thing.
Yeah. Don't feel bad about wearing robes, but please.
Just because I say I don't.
Don't answer
mean...
the door in that, especially if it's unbelted. I mean, I think if there's anything that we've learned, it's that, you know, that robe needs to be tied up tight.
Well, and that's... you're interviewing someone.
Right?
Are these all references to
Harvey Weinstein and dudes who show up at doors? Charlie Rose, wasn't that his thing? He'd walk around in his robe. Ugh.
Yeah.
I did watch the last Chappelle. And he said it's his last. He's not doing it. So I think there are five up there.
Netflix specials?
Netflix.
Hour-long.
Hour-ish long mm-hmm. stand-ups. And he addresses some of that stuff in his last stand-up.
Oh.
And so while it goes from super funny to offensive to very topical, mm-hmm. I can see how he's found himself in it. Because some of his opinions are meant to...
Enrage.
Cause reaction.
Right.
Of all kinds, whether it be that guilty laughter. Like, I just laughed at that.
I aww, shouldn't have laughed. I can't make eye contact with the people I'm with now.
Right. I mean, or the, you know, oh, he's so wrong or he's so right.
Right.
In some of those opinions he has. Anyway, I don't know why I went to that. Oh, because of Harvey Weinstein. And he addresses
the
it.
The robe.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, we're finally going to talk about Dolores O'Riordan from the Cranberries again. We talked about it for one day, basically, and then there was no news. I saw no stories, no nothing, so I got a little update on this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.